of the United States. For Joseph R. Biden of Delaware, a Democrat, ayes 55, noes 0.
And that's the way it sounded yesterday in the state of California as voters in the Electoral College officially pushed Joe Biden above the 270 threshold, and he became the president-elect of the United States of America. The Electoral College yesterday gave Mr. Biden a solid electoral majority of 306 votes to affirm his victory in last month's election. The results will be sent to Washington and tallied in a January 6th joint session of Congress. The U.S. president-elect will be campaigning today in the southern state of Georgia for two Democratic Senate candidates. Sagar Mirghani has more from Associated Press.
The Electoral College has formally chosen Joe Biden as the nation's next president.
The Federal Reserve.
Healthcare workers again will be receiving the first dose.
I beg your pardon. I will have that report later on today. Biden is due to appear with candidates, investigative documentary filmmaker John Ossoff and clergyman Raphael Warnock in Atlanta, the state capital and Georgia's largest city. U.S. Attorney General William Barr is stepping down from his post next week after meeting with President Donald Trump at the White House on Monday. Mr. Trump tweeted that Mr. Barr will be leaving just before Christmas in order to spend the holidays with his family. The outgoing president posted a resignation letter from Barr that included extensive praise of the president's administration. It said Barr's last day leading the Justice Department will be on December the 23rd. This is VOA News. Men rushed to the scene of an exploded automobile in Kabul today as sirens blaze and efforts are made to put out the flames. The deputy governor of Afghanistan's capital was killed in a targeted attack on Tuesday morning when someone stuck a magnetic mine, also called a sticky bomb, to his car. Interior Ministry spokesman said the attack on Mahbubullah Muhibi also killed his secretary and wounded two of his guards. A second magnetic bomb attack on Tuesday in Gore province killed the deputy head of the provincial council, Abdul Rahman, and wounded another council member. Violence has continued unabated in the country despite the start of peace negotiations between the Taliban and the government. China on Tuesday said that there was no forced labor in Xinjiang after a report by the BBC implied that nearly 500,000 members of ethnic minorities were forced to harvest cotton in the far western region. Speaking at a news conference in Beijing, Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson Wang Wenbin said the claims were being made by certain people with ulterior motives. He said helping people of all ethnic groups achieve stable employment is completely different from forced labor. Hundreds of thousands of members of the Uyghur and Kazakh Muslim minorities in Xinjiang have been detained in camps where they are forced to denounce Islam and profess loyalty to the party. As U.S. hospitals ramped up COVID-19 vaccinations on Tuesday, with the first vaccine approved for emergency use, federal regulators issued a favorable review of a second vaccine needed to combat the country's worsening crisis. The Food and Drug Administration said its preliminary analysis of a vaccine developed by Moderna and the National Institutes of Health confirmed its safety and effectiveness. The United States began administering the newly approved coronavirus vaccine yesterday, with health workers among the first to get shots. Critical care nurse Sandra Lindsay was the first to receive an injection in New York State.
Feel great. It didn't feel any different from receiving my annual influenza vaccine. I am very proud to be a healthcare worker, and I'm also very proud to be in this position to promote public confidence in the safety of the vaccine.
The moment was heralded by outgoing President Donald Trump. Via remote, I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.